the biggest thing I think people run into is why. You know, like I'm a strong believer in to know why you're doing it. I saw a stat, 42.4 million job seekers, okay, use social media to find a job. Okay, they use it. They're trying to find a job, okay? 54% of people, all right, buy products based upon social media. All right. So there's all these things I was looking at. So me as a business owner, whether I'm looking to hire, because I do a lot of hiring and mentoring through AmpSmart, or if I'm looking to consult and come in and explain social media or help improve your business, there is statistical data that shows us this works. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that everybody has to do it, because I think some people get depressed and stressed and overwhelmed because they don't know why they're doing it. Mm-hmm. I think you come into it to know what your purpose is. Are you trying to monetize it? Right? Are you trying to make money, bring income? Are you trying to sell houses? Are you trying to develop your brand like DMAC talks about? Having your brand and your identity helps sell product and help promote you.
Exactly.
Or are you just doing it for entertainment?
Instagram is a free platform. We talked about that on our last recording, and I think that's really important to kind of keep in mind here. This is completely free, and it's a hugely powerful tool. Facebook has incredibly robust analytics and data, which also can translate to a little bit more expensive. So as a business owner, if you're wanting to invest in advertising, I think you've got to have a bit more of a substantial budget if you want to make Facebook like really, really give you a return, which is great. But if you don't have that kind of budget, which I certainly didn't when I first started, that was part of the reason that I went to Instagram, because I was like, I don't want to have to boost every single post. I don't want to invest in this more complicated advertising. I still don't know how to do it. Like, I wouldn't, in my consulting, like, if people ask me about Facebook, I don't know, ask Liz. Like, she's the expert on that. Like, that's not my area of expertise. But on Instagram, it's more organic, I think.
Friends would tell me, hey, how come you don't have a social media? And I'm like, oh, it's not really me. I'm not the guy who, you know, who has the phone in the face. I can't stand those guys. Like, it's not me. But then I started doing it, and opportunities start to come because my energy was being portrayed through social media. Opportunities like, hey, this is, you know, Big Brother. Can you come help us cast for this season? Okay, cool. I'll do this CBS show. Okay, this is this one event. Can you come host it? Hey, can you be a spokesman for this thing? I'm like, okay, well, what I was fearing at first, showing my energy, I got over that fear, and now that that's out there, it's allowed me to get more opportunities. Now, how many people are out there who are scared to put themselves out there when really they might have a great talent or a great gift that hasn't been portrayed yet that we haven't seen? And it's like, don't talk about the people on social media. Hey, look, you might have a gift in fashion or a gift in mentoring or a gift in public speaking coaching, and if you can portray that out to the public, man, people can see, oh, wow, this person I've been talking to my whole life, this guy is very gifted in this. Can you come? Opportunities will flow if you're walking in God's calling. So that, for me, is why it's been huge for me.
Big event coming up. Liz, you've got the specs on this.
Yes, February 18th. February 18th at 9 a.m. This is about social media, getting yourself onto Instagram primarily. People are asking constantly, how are people doing it? What are they doing? These three have little secrets and plugs that they can tell you about their experience, and each one of them did it differently. And each of them have just amazing things to talk about, but their stories are so different. But they all align in the end, and our main message is to be revealed on February 18th.
I was ready for a just do it.
But wait, there's more.
Looking forward to hearing more about it. February 18th. Get yourself signed up. Get yourself linked up. And we'll look forward to seeing everybody and seeing you guys more then.
Very excited.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.